I just don't think they're really, there's just no experience. Like, I feel like it's a perfect upset on a platter.
Is win one game. And so this win one game situation, actually, for them, it's win two games, right?
Right.
One, a bad quarter or two, there is some concern for the Warriors.
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
Are the Golden State Warriors going to get out of a play-in tournament and actually make the NBA playoffs, Sammy?
Yes, I think so.
Ooh,
but
okay, good.
I think the Kings have a chance. I mean, obviously it's a one game. That's what's interesting about these is the one game series. But if the Warriors do win, I mean, and they make it to that eight seed, look out, OKC.
Ooh, putting OKC on that upset alert, huh?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's the Warriors.
All right, that's fair enough to me. I mean, I think the Warriors would actually have a chance against OKC too. And I know someone might be watching this and seeing us for the first time. Sammy has a little hoop on the back there with a Sonics logo. I got a Sonics jersey behind me. But this is not because we're just bitter Seattle Supersonic fans. I actually think the savviness of the Warriors, like, veterans versus OKC's like real first run, right? I mean, Shea, of course, made the playoffs in the past, but Chet, Giddy, Williams, like, I just don't think they're really, there's just no experience. Like, I feel like it's a perfect upset on a platter.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it all depends too. It depends who, you know, the interesting thing with the Warrior situation is that they have to win both these games, right? They have to beat the Kings and then either the Lakers or the Pelicans. And so when I say upset alert for OKC in round one, I'm talking about specifically if it's the Warriors. If it's the Lakers also, I would say that. But if it's like the Pelicans, let's say the Pelicans lose to the Lakers and play the Warriors and beat the Warriors, OKC is not going down round one to the Pelicans, in my opinion. But this is assuming the Warriors win both games and take that eighth spot. I just think having Steph Curry and Draymond Green, I feel like Draymond Green will be out there trying to like punk Chet Holmgren, you know, freaking just smashing him in the chest multiple times. And Klay Thompson
bringing up things to Josh Giddey that, you know, most people would not bring up to Josh Giddey.
He was not accused of guilty. So
I know, but I'm saying Draymond Green is going to be in his face about it.
Yeah. Well, Draymond Green's in everyone's face. So at the end of the day, he's talking shit to everybody about everything. Who knows? Who knows what he says out there? I think at the end of the day, there's going to be a game where Klay Thompson gets hot. There's going to be a game where Steph Curry gets hot. There's going to be a game where the team in total gets hot. And there's going to be those games where Draymond hits random 4 or 5 threes because who knows why it just happened. And so they have a chance. They're vets. They have more experience. Now, the only big concern I honestly have for the Warriors is that, it's when you're their type of team, it's easy to have a bad game if you're going to rely on Steph Curry, especially this year. They've relied too much on Steph Curry and put everything on Steph Curry's shoulders.
Right.
It's much different when we're talking about a 7-game series versus win one game. And so this win one game situation, actually for them, it's win two games, right?
Right.
One, a bad quarter or two, there is some concern for the Warriors there. So and we've seen two different Warriors teams a lot of parts of the year.
Right. And one thing, though, that I found interesting about the Warriors and the way they've kind of played this out was yesterday they did sit Draymond, they did sit Steph, and they said, we're fine. They had a chance to go all the way up to the eighth seed, but they weren't. The way it fell, they wouldn't have, right? I don't think. Well, I don't know. Maybe if the Pelicans lost yesterday to the Lakers and the Warriors won.
The Pelicans are three games ahead of the
Warriors. So it wouldn't have mattered because the Lakers won yesterday. But
it depends who had the tiebreaker between Warriors and Lakers, but I think the Lakers did. So
yeah, and the Lakers won anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in general, it's interesting how they like thought about this. They're like, all right, we don't even care. We're going to go win two play-in games. And that shows a lot of confidence in the team and a lot of confidence in Steph and a lot of confidence in Draymond. But it's been, man, like they're a team that I feel like just hasn't died yet this year, but also a team that hasn't been very good. It's weird, right? We've seen stretches where the Warriors went 8-2, 9-1. And then we see stretches where the Warriors go 3-7, 4-6. We've seen the Warriors be, what you told me the other day, I think 21-21 at home and then really good on the road.
Yeah, they're 21-20 at home now. They won their last game. Oh, 41
games. So actually, yeah, 41 games. Yeah.
Actually, it would not have mattered. Wait, why are they? Yeah, 41. It wouldn't have mattered yesterday. They won yesterday. So.
Yeah, so it wouldn't have mattered. Yeah. And we've seen them barely be above 500 on at home, be good on the road. Like, this team is really, really hard to actually sit there and analyze and know what Golden State Warrior team is going to be coming. But I think that's why they have more than a puncher's chance if they get out of it and they play Oklahoma City. I really do. I think they have more than a puncher's chance.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they are 8-2 in their last 10, which is the highest last 10 record in the Western Conference. And so they've been winning games. And I just think it's what I find kind of interesting, though, is also like in conference, they're 26-26. Which is the worst record of any team that's in the playoffs. Like, in the Rockets have a better conference record. So against the West, they have not been very good. That means they're 20-10 against the East. They're 26-26 against.
So you tell me if they get out of the West and play the East in the NBA Finals, they're going to be NBA champions.
And maybe unless it's the Celtics.
Yeah, who beat them by 50, 60 points that one game.
Yeah. But they're 26-26 in the West. So maybe they don't match up against these teams as well as I think. But I just think at the end of the day, when you have Steph Curry and you have Klay Thompson, you have Draymond Green, you have their supporting cast, and it's a series, it's hard to beat the Warriors. Now, once again, the Kings have a home game. So I'm not counting out the Kings here, right? Like, don't get me wrong. The Kings have a good home environment. I still think the Warriors are going to win, but the Kings have a home game. The Kings are 24-17 at home. They're a good team. And if the Warriors win anyways, then they're going to have a road game in New Orleans or in LA also. So it's
also going to be tough.
Yeah, so I think the hard thing for the Warriors, the hard thing for me to even like get to the Oklahoma City part is like I said earlier, one game's really hard to like, or one, or you have to win two in a row. It's really hard to like, you know, on the road, win two in a row while the other team's also trying to win one to make the playoffs. It's just, if you have a bad half, it could be over.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, and the Warriors said it, though, just on like the other side of it. They said they looked at the Miami Heat as a blueprint, right? Like last year, they snuck into the playoffs, went on a run, and went to the NBA Finals. So I don't know. I mean, we haven't had enough data with the play-in games yet to know, like, is this something we're going to see more often where teams kind of cruise in the regular season? I'm not saying the Warriors cruise because I didn't feel like they cruised. I feel like they just didn't play good. But we're going to see it more often where teams sneak into the playoffs through the play-in game and then make runs after and kind of save their energy, for lack of a better word, like the Miami Heat. We just don't have enough data behind the play-in game yet to know that. I don't think that's the case. But if a team does it like the Lakers this year, because the Lakers – also, we talked about them in, you know, earlier today. But if the Heat also on the other side, like, is that going to be like a blueprint for veteran teams down the line?
I don't think so. I honestly think it's just by happenstance. Like a team like Philly, right? They almost got out of it. They've won 8 in a row, surprisingly. They almost got out of the play-in game. But like, they had injuries. Like, Miami Heat had injuries too, and they just don't try. So they're just a weird example. But like, there's going to be a lot of most teams, even when they're like veteran teams, are going to want to be like the Clippers. Like, okay, we're the four seed. We were 151 games. Like, you know, the Lakers are 4 games out of that 4 seed. I mean, in reality, if, you know, if they maybe got it together a little earlier in the season, they would have had 2 or 3 more wins. They wouldn't even be in the playing game. I think that's just an unfortunate reality of some of these older veteran teams are taking a while to get it going. But then again, I'm not saying that's a blueprint to get to like your chance, but you know, the NBA, which I think we've had this conversation many times before, is like, they've made it pretty clear the regular season doesn't matter that much. And correct. So for teams like the Warriors and Lakers, they're not going to make it care that much inside the building. And for some of them, I think they're going to start to care a little more, because I think a lot of teams are seeing, like, you can be a little too late to get going and be stuck at that 10 seed, like the Warriors. Right. Like, you can be a little too late, like the Lakers, and be like, dude, if we just, like, got it going two or three games earlier, we'd be in the 6 or 5 seed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think teams are going to try to get out. Teams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not fun to have, especially like the Warriors, to have right. to go win in Sacramento, then win in LA or New Orleans. That's a lot for the next three days.
It totally is. Well, perfect. Well, thank you for watching. This is the Hoops on Tap. Right now it's called Yes We Ball, but by the time, you know, a couple weeks from now, make sure you look for Hoops on Tap and part of a bigger Sports on Tap for our football content. I'm George on Tap. With me is...
I'm Sammy on Tap.
And thank you guys for stopping by.